And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9 in Vancouver. Today is Access Day, and my name is Allison. I am an Accessibility Collective member and Accessibility Committee member, and we're ready to start with our first live performance in studio with Greg the Spokes Labine.
Yeah. Seize the day. Gotta make way, put on my game face. Gotta vacate, pick up the same pace. Ain't no race, gotta appreciate the rain, the leaves, the seasons change. Believe me, you fly like a breeze. When the eyes cry, why I can't see. What I need is a pair of shades, block of sunlight while I fall to my knees and praise. Gotta make it to the spotlight, get recognized for the songs I write. But so many times I wait for success to fall in my lap. Can you relate? That ain't to have. Feel I'm at that age, about to have my big break. But every time I get a chance, I hit the brakes. And I'm like, wait, I can't stop and go back home. Go back to my job, back to being alone. Back to the place I imagined what life would be like if I had to chase the passion. Each day to go by, wrinkles underneath my eyes. Don't let me be a has-been. In case of doubt, need a way out. Need to seize the day.
Seize the day. You know you're gonna be okay. Time waits for no man. Don't hesitate. Don't hesitate.
Hesitated, almost lost my life to Satan and his deadly temptations. Been waking up cold, taken by a chokehold, making no dough, aching the foes. Wanna take these chains of fear, aim for change, erase the pain over my ears. Brain claims to know the way, my heart closes, and my soul goes astray. But if I follow my dreams, I seize the day, put on my high beams and speed away. Seize the opportunities God has given me, being who I love to be. Number my days, never run away, when I got something to say, just gonna pray. Take all the turns through the fog and burn through the smog, the sun rays.
Seize the day. You know you're gonna be okay.
Gonna be okay.
Time waits for no man. Don't hesitate. Don't hesitate.
Yeah. You want something? You gotta go out and get it. Right now. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Just go. This next song is called Wither. This life is temporary, but there's always hope.
When you sit down, quit scratching and give me a beat.
Withering, flowers fall to their knees, blow like ashes, blow like leaves.
All we got today, then we rot and decay, wither, yeah. Then we get a spot in the grave. Got shivers sinking up out the way, we forgot in a matter of days. Now as you've lost, I beg that you pray, get back on track and that's where to stay. Need to relax and graze the grass, embrace what we have and make it last. Make it last.
forever.
We like grass withering, flowers fall to the knees, yeah. Blow like ashes, blow like wings.
Out of division, out of sight, out of mind. Need to listen, start fixing, all we out of time. Reading self-help books, but wait, how's that help when you standing at the foot of hell's gate? It's taking its toll, Satan got his stake in your soul. Saying no, but you're playing the role, yo. Hold on, don't let go, let your echo be heard. Use the threshold, fly like a bird. Fly like a bird. Just fly. So when I start to slide like avalanche, lose my leaves, I'm dry like autumn branch. Gotta hold on for the ride, for the dance, the lies, the land, the highs and lows of life. All I know is about 100 times I pray, then open up the book, what do I find? The perfect passage, a perfect verse, makes sense, certainly quenches my thirst. Look, I need to admit to this problem, soon as I read it, I forget about them. And soon as I get mad or hurt, wish I would have remembered the verse. So I ask you, Lord, to let your word pass through my heart, so I know that I will always have you. Will always have you.
We like grass withering, flowers fall to the knees, blow like ashes, blow like leaves, blow like leaves. Yeah, we like grass withering, flowers fall to the knees, blow like ashes, blow like leaves, blow like leaves.
Here for the day, gone for the mall. That's all we are, all we are, all we are, all we are. Here for the day, gone for the mall. That's all we are, all we are. That's all we are. Here for the day, gone for the mall. That's all we are, all we are, all we are, all we are. Here for the day, tomorrow we gone. We gone.
Thank you.
Yeah, break through, make it through. I'm gonna start moving around in here. Let's get hyped. Yeah, I got rhythm, I got soul, got a lot of things people don't know, but I carry them aside with pride, I care for them, part of me, half of me, long to be free, too dark to see the real me, got a voice inside that I never heard, like a bird in the sky that I never learned, to fall out of formation and let it burn, shoot, got it all figured out before you move, are those scenarios true? It's hard to say, go ahead, give it a shot today, don't play there. Rise up, live your life, bruh. Climb up, get the prize, yeah. Time's up, need to fly, bruh. That's life, I know you're tired, but
been around the block, not about to stop. Even though I don't know who I'm supposed to be, running out of stock, coming out on top. All I want is to break free, yeah.
Gotta get in tune, hit itself. Got a hunger now, about to come out. Been underwater like a deep sea dive. Forgot what it means to be alive. Pray to God, be still. Be honest, sometimes it's hard to chill. Got a good job, but I got skills. Wanna make use of with a record deal. For real, my wife, the bomb. Stay calm, beside me 100% in the storm. Most days, come on, I got this. But breaking through, it's a process.
Been around the block, not about to stop. Even though I don't know who I'm supposed to be, running out of stock, coming out on time. All I want is to break free, yeah. Been around the block, not about to stop. Even though I don't know who I'm supposed to be, running out of stock, coming out on time. All I want is to break free, yeah.
Break free.
Got a few more songs here. Thank you. Yes, it was. That was a sample there by my producer. Yeah. Good spotting there. And I go by 77 Spokes, and I'm on all digital platforms with these songs. A new album just came out literally today, so perfect timing. Yeah. 77 Spokes. Here we go. This song's called Freedom Melody. Remember long ago, it was cold, like December. Got whatever I wanted though. Now that I'm older, why the chip on my shoulder? So difficult, even though so critical to let go, but no. I lived in a prison where I was ridiculed, a broken soul. Right behind my back, try to talk smack about me as if I didn't know. Gotta liven up, turn sadness to trial into triumph. Picked up the microphone, no journey back, bags are packed. Next stop. Stop with the charge, blast off.
Going your way, and I hope and I pray,
they will come.
Everyone will see.
Yeah.
You love what I've become, but I'm so much more than you thought I'd be.
Yeah.
Now that I'm free,
yeah.
Gonna
spread my wings.
Sing this melody. Hey, oh.
Finally got a job, hooked up with a girl that I really love.
Yeah.
Ties are not bust, music starting to take off.
Yeah.
Thank you, God.
About
time y'all wake up. John playing the low, I'm ready to raise up.
Yeah.
Get what I'm destined for. Number one hit, the worldwide
doors.
Yeah. Got big dreams and it's my time, if you know what I mean. I write rhymes, but this goes out to anybody who been waiting to shine. Get up off the floor, hop on a plane, fly to distant shores. Let your mind explore, take time, find what you're searching for.
Going your way, and I hope and I pray the day will come when everyone will see.
Yeah.
Your love would I become, but I'm so much
more
than you thought I'd be. Now that I'm free, gonna
grab my wings.
Sing this melody. Thank you. All y'all out there in Vancouver and all over the world, tuning in online, tuning in on the radio dial.
Your love is everlasting, lasting all the way home. Got the world in your palm.
Yeah. Made a way out, put it all on you, paved the way, put it. Smile on your face today, I'm okay. Thanks to your saving grace, you saved your place. Now yeah, give me a taste. Wanna call heaven home? That's why I'm in this race. Already know we throw ourselves down. See your crown, your love is shining all around us even now. Don't deserve it, even though you came down to earth and showed us how to live like a servant.
still emerging. When I'm not living in sin, stuck up on the surface of things, you're still working. In ways I never heard, thoughts and dreams that even believe could occur. Your word is what I need. Even though the air I breathe is a miracle that I receive, don't take time to read it. Which is why I get beat down by demons. By the time finally done, then I leave. In my deepest weakness, feel like I win. Catch a glimpse of your strength that takes away my sin. Start to fight and make my way out. Meanwhile, the glory of your God shines bright, right through my doubts. So I pray as I continue, and the night becomes like day, despite all I've been through. Moral of the story is this, have a little faith to be amazed at the grace that God gives. When you take that and add a thank you, lay back and wait, see how His love can change you. Love can change you.
Your love is everlasting, lasting all the way on. Got the world in your palm, you can never go wrong. Your love is everlasting, lasting all the way on. Got the world in your palm, you can never go wrong. You can never go wrong.
Thank you. This last song I wrote for my father-in-law, who passed away 4 years ago from cancer. My wife and him were very close. I never got to meet him, though. Rest in peace. I was waiting for the right time to let you know what's on my mind, but you were gone too soon, so the time never came. In so much pain, my baby's alone in a room in tears. You've been the best papa throughout the years. I can see that now, it's all so sad. Never got to meet you and call you dad. When I asked your permission to take her hand, you thanked me. You're an amazing man. So honored to be with your daughter. She always cries too, just like you. She never lies too, just like you. Come to think of it, she even looks like you. So we pray, keep standing, hold on. But each day the cancer grows on.
I'm sorry that you're going away. We'll always remember your face.
I know she regrets not spending enough time at home, out with her friends. And I try to tell her every kid does that. I'm sure you understand. Feel bad. Often dreams, even the time you told her you were in heaven, everything is fine. You said you love it when she sings worship songs. I'm bringing her to church and we're singing along. So dear Papa, I do my best to console your daughter. She got a hole in her chest. Then again, that pain when she grieves, it's hard for me to see. Wish you didn't leave.
I'm sorry that you're going away. We'll always remember your face.
Dear Papa,
dear Papa, dear Papa, dear Papa, dear Papa. I'm sorry that you're going away. We'll always remember your face.
We'll never forget you.
Dear Maddie. Thanks, everybody. Thank you all out there for listening.
And And we're live. And you just heard Greg 77 Spokes Labine. My name is Allison. I am Access Ability Collective member. This was awesome. So now we have an interview with Mudge from the Kickstart Disability.
My name is Mudge Saluji. I'm turning 24 tomorrow. I have a spinal cord injury. I've been injured for 7 years almost now. And I'm an artist.
What type of art do you do?
All kinds of art. I used to do a lot of sketching before my injury, but since I lost the function of my hands, I do more painting and markers now, and some digital art as well.
Nice. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's exciting.
You're the first to wish me.
Are you doing anything for your birthday?
Well, I'm speaking for Kickstarter the day after my birthday, which is pretty exciting. I'm really looking forward to that.
How did you get in touch with Kickstart?
My mom actually, she always like finds stuff on Facebook and sends it to me. It's like, apply for this, do this, do this. So Kickstart was one of the things that I applied for. I think that was back in 2017 to get into one of the galleries. And I got in and I became a member and I got heavily involved with them, and they invited me a couple more times to speak and join one of their accessibility assessing teams. So
how was that journey like to be able to do all of this?
It was really exciting and kind of like it made me feel a little bit vulnerable, because I've never really shown my art at a gallery or anything like that, and like, you know, you things go through your head like, oh, is it good enough and stuff like that. But it went pretty well, and I'm really excited to be part of it.
How, like, you're an activist of sorts?
Yeah, you can say that, I guess.
How do you blend, like, activism and your art, or do you?
Well, I do sort of, like, because I lost the function of my hands and I relearned how to do my art again, not exactly the same way, but a very similar way. Like a lot of people, like, they'll switch to their mouth or something like that, but you know, I went a different way and kept trying to use my hands, and through that experience, I guess I've been able to help a lot of people, my story, and I guess motivate people, and people are inspired by that. So yeah, I guess that's where I guess it intermingles.
Now, you were telling me earlier, just like a couple minutes ago, about doing the spinal cord injury and being that part of that community as well and helping them. Tell me about it.
Well, it's really interesting because the spinal cord injury community is very unique, I guess. It's a community I've never really experienced before in my life. I'm from South Africa, so there's lots of different types of communities there, but the spinal cord injury community is very different in a way that, like, everyone kind of going through the same struggles, but it's completely different for everyone. That's really, really unique to see how we learn from each other, and we see each other and we lift each other up, and it's a very unique experience, I guess.
Do you get any negative comments about your art or about being active?
No, not really. Not that I noticed, I guess.
What else do you do in your life?
I've recently moved out by myself, which is really exciting as well. 7 years post-injury is kind of scary, but I'm pretty well taken care of, especially, like, you know, by the government and stuff like that, with my care and stuff like that. I've managed to be able to become very independent thanks to that.
Nice.
Yeah, there's a lot of programs available that makes it possible for me to do a lot here in Vancouver.
How did you acquire a spinal cord injury?
Well, walking through the park with some friends, and there was a dead tree, and I woke up on my back, and the tree had fallen on me. That's how I was injured, and the tree fell on me.
Wow, and you've accomplished so much after.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, because the biggest accomplishments is being able to do what I used to do before, which is kind of interesting in a way.
Why should we care about disability activism?
Oh, well, I can go on all day about that, but for the most part, it's to include everyone. Like, you know, for example, in terms of accessibility, if a place isn't accessible, I can't get to it at all. And I guess people don't realize that a lot of the time. So when it comes to activism, that's just pretty much educating people on what a big difference something small can make.
It's huge. All the little stuff can be huge.
Yeah, and also like in terms of accessibility assessor crew I'm on through Kickstart, we're trying to put a package together for art galleries and museums to use when they're trying to determine the accessibility of their venue. And it's really interesting to me because for me, I'm a quadriplegic, I have a spinal cord injury, but there are other people there, there's some with epilepsy, there's someone who's blind, and there's things that I see through meeting with them and learning with them that I wouldn't have thought of myself. Someone being in a wheelchair versus someone being blind, for example, right? And there are accessibility needs that I wouldn't have never thought of until someone who's actually blind came and explained to me what a difference that would make. And I think that's why it's really, really important to educate people on those sorts of things.
Are you talking at the Kitzburg fundraiser?
Yes, I am. Yes, I'm actually doing a poem that I wrote. It kind of transitions, it's called I Used to Be an Artist, and it kind of transitions from how I used to be an artist and then how I had my injury and the frustrations I went through and then how I overcame those frustrations.
Now, you're from South Africa?
Yes, correct.
When did you move to Canada?
Well, that's interesting. I moved to Canada 6 months before my injury. So I was kind of lucky in a way because my injury was 6 months after moving to Canada. So my health kicked in 3 months after moving to Canada. So if my injury was 3 months before, I would have had a lot of bills to pay.
And you were a teen when you moved to Canada.
Yeah, so I was 16 when I moved here. And then I had my 17th birthday in April. And then my injury was 2 months later in June.
Tell me about your art. What type of art do you do?
I like kind of more stylized art, cartoony kind of work. I kind of dabble here and there, but one of my favorite ways of doing art right now is I'm actually taking a pen and just scribbling until it forms like an image. And that works really well for me because then I don't have to try and do really smooth lines, because a lot of the time my hand will spasm and it'll kind of mess up the line. And especially if it's like marker or ink, then I have to somehow find a way to correct it. Whereas if I'm scribbling, it's kind of part of the artwork itself when I spasm, which I really like. Like I said, it kind of goes, it tells a story as from how my art used to be and then how it was when I was just injured and, when I was frustrated and just trying, and then how it developed into what it is now.
And you're live on CITR FM 101.9, and my name is Allison. Today is Access Day 2019.
Yay.
And today we're in the studio with Greg 77 Spokes Labine.
Thank you. Yes. So, hi there.
Awesome. So do you want to introduce yourself and your music?
Sure. So yes, I used to go by Greg Spokes Labine. I still do sometimes. But my new project is called 77 Spokes, and it just got released. I think today it's actually out everywhere now on all digital platforms. And that's like Spotify, iTunes, and all those other places. And it's just a journey through the mind of a modern-day poet. And it's hip-hop, and it's fresh, it's real. And I hope people will enjoy it. I'm really excited about the project.
Nice. And we just got to listen to your music, which is even better.
Yeah.
Tell us about your new album.
It's basically going through a lot of ups and downs. At its core, it is a Christian album. It's about finding faith. It's about leaning on love, loved ones, friends, family, supports like that. It even deals with for example, the song I did just in the recent set here. My father-in-law passed away 4 years ago from cancer. So there's a song that I wrote for him. And so there's a bit about death, but there's also a lot about just getting hype and just like being positive and uplifting. So it's all kinds of moods there.
Nice. Do you remember the first time you wrote a song and what was that like?
I think the first time I wrote a song was probably when I was 15 years old in high school. And I had some friends there that we used to, actually, we didn't start out writing. We started out freestyling. Oh. And that, so we would just sit around outside by the side of the school and just off the top of our head, start rapping, start rhyming. And there was a few of us and there was more of us. And some people came, some people went, some people tried it and they didn't stay. But a few of my friends have stayed in it till now. And I myself stayed in it. After the freestyling days, we started writing real songs and recording. So it's been going ever since.
Nice. Why rap?
Why rap? I think just because at that age, at that time, there was a lot going on in my life with being an adolescent. And I started experimenting with drugs and alcohol, like so many of us do. And just like addiction became a thing as the years went on, but and also my parents divorced, and so there was turmoil in that sense, and I just felt like I needed an outlet, a creative outlet, and like hip-hop was like a raw outlet that I could just embrace, and the freestyling factor was a big part of it because we didn't need any skills, we just blurted out whatever was on our minds and it became a song.
Nice. How did you and VAMS, which is the Vancouver Adaptive Music Society, get connected?
So that happened around 2013. And that was really a big turning point in my journey because up until then, like I say, since high school, I'd been doing shows locally and just rapping with friends. But when I was introduced to VAMS, it opened up like a wider audience for me and kind of broadened my perspective. I got to work with some really interesting artists, like amazing artists, to be honest, like Chin and Jetty and Kyprios.
Love Kyprios.
He's so cool and very humble. Even and Chin and Jetty, too, is super humble, and they're both really cool guys. And I got to record song with them on the Strong Session CD with VAMS, and then we did a few shows over the years together, and I've been doing shows with VAMS. I've probably done 15 or 20 shows now over the past 6 or 7 years, and it's been great. And there's more opportunities that just keep coming up, like this one today.
Yeah.
This was through VAMS, and I would have never had a chance to be on the radio.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
How do you write your music?
With my music, Sometimes I have a song idea that's already in my head. And then I'll just go to the keyboard and just start typing it out. I do it on my computer now. I don't use pen and paper.
Yeah.
And I've been doing that for years. I just find it a lot easier to backspace and delete certain words. And so typing definitely. But if I have a song idea, I can just embrace that. And sometimes in those cases, it'll be really inspired by something. And then it'll just come out of me like quickly, like literally in like a half an hour, I could write the whole song.
Yeah.
But then there's other times where I don't have an idea. So I'll just go to the keyboard and just start writing words that rhyme and things come out of me. And it's really an interesting way. It just kind of comes out of me. And then I just see what's lying deep in my soul at that time is what comes out on the keyboard. And then before I know it, I have a song. And that's how I know it's real, because it's coming from within. I didn't plan to portray a certain image. This is just what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Is there a special place you go to or a special technique to write your songs?
I think for technique, the way I do it is I always have a beat. So I'll have a producer that I'm working with at that time, and then their beat that I choose from them, I'll play. And then while the beat's playing, I'll just start writing to it. So it's usually, unless like that one I said where I have a song idea, then in those cases, I don't even need a beat. Like it just pours out of me. But in most cases, I have the beat first.
Nice.
Yeah.
Which musician do you look up to or was your role model?
Role model. Like now or long ago?
Now and long ago.
Okay, so now I like a hip-hop reggae kind of group called The Movement. I think they're from Southern Cali or something. And then there's also like some Christian rappers like Lecrae and Andy Mineo. But back then it was like Outkast and The Roots.
Ooh.
And yeah, like the good old stuff, Common. I grew up listening to all those artists, and that's the hip hop that I really loved.
Yeah, and do those like The Roots and Outkast, do they influence your music now?
I think they're deep in me. They always will be influencing. Yeah, I don't hear much of Outkast anymore, but The Roots for sure. Even Common, like whenever I hear. Yeah, I would say yes.
That's awesome. Of all of the songs you wrote, which song do you really absolutely connect to?
Which song do I connect to? Well, there's a song, and I was thinking on the way here, I was like, oh, I should have done it here today, because it's called Out of Your Shell. And I wrote it for the Comedy on Wheels production by Real Wheels.
Yeah.
I think it was 2016 or a few years back. And it's called Out of Your Shell. And it's just about accessibility and like issues with waiting for the elevator while like a dog in a cart goes on first. Like, you know, like a dog, like the point is like everybody gets on the elevator before us. And we're sitting there waiting for like 10 minutes to get on this elevator. Why don't people take the stairs?
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not being rude. Like, I love all people out there. But I just, sometimes it is frustrating. And I think people don't know. They just don't necessarily, like, register that in their mind, perhaps, at the time.
Yeah. Does your disability influence, like, your music as well?
Oh, yeah. Definitely, yeah. There's songs about my physical disability on the new album. There's songs about my mental health issues, which I've struggled with a lot over the years as well. So I would say yes, a lot.
Yeah. It's hard to get accessibility, and it influences a lot of work that we do as well.
Mm-hmm.
Real Wheels is amazing. They're a real storm to reckon with.
Yeah, they do great work. They do. Real Wheels. I've been in a lot of productions with them over the years. Not a lot, but like four or five or something. Yeah. And it's been awesome.
Oh, yeah. I know one of the members of Real Wheels, Rena Cohen. She is a big influencer in my synagogue,
mm-hmm.
and she's trying to get my synagogue
accessible
and with the right terminology.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Rena is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Rena's amazing. And that's one of the organizations that I've worked with is Real Wheels. Also Theater Terrific and so many. I'm on the board of 28 Dreams.
Oh.
And so... we're going to be doing some productions. I'm going to be working with them a lot as well. And you know, VAMS, like I said, VAMS is so huge. They just, when I started working with them, and I just really love what they're doing, like so many different types of music and people with disabilities just exploring that creativity, that self-expression.
Yeah.
And I would encourage anybody out there to just get involved with VAMS in any way they can through volunteering or go to VAMS.org.
Yeah. They're pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
And What advice would you give for someone who is writing music and getting into the music industry?
What advice? I feel like the advice that I'm about to give is so typical, but it is just to stay true to yourself, because there's so many in the industry, like, images or ways of, like, looking or sounding that are just accepted and they're mainstream. So if you want to make it, quote unquote, you have to be a certain way. And that's, to me, not real. Like, where my heart lies for music is not, like, to be that. It's just to be true and just search, take time out and write the songs when you're on your own. Like, yeah. And just really explore deep inside. Like, what do you, take a deep breath, like, really relax and see what's going on in there. And whatever comes out, it's bound to be gold.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're advocating for people with disabilities through your music?
I think so. I think I could still improve in that area.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing songs about my disabilities, mental and physical. But as far as advocating, really, that song I mentioned before, Out of Your Shell, was definitely one of those. But I should be doing more, and I want to explore that more.
Yeah. How did you get in contact with VAMS?
With VAMS, it was a friend of mine who was a community connector with the Disability Foundation, which is the foundation that VAMS is under. And I actually became a community connector too for a while. And it was a great experience. But yeah, she said to me, "Greg, why don't you come to the studio?" And I said, "What studio?" She said, "They have a studio that you can use for free. It's a professional recording studio out at GF Strong Rehab Center." And I've recorded a couple albums there over the years. I should have mentioned this before, but yeah, it's really amazing studio, and it's free. I mean, you don't hear about that these days. It's so expensive to get recording studio time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
It's very pricey wherever you go.
Yeah. Where can we find you? Where can we find your music?
My music is everywhere digital, like Deezer, Amazon, Google Play, Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, and other ones, a lot of other ones, like all digital platforms. There's no CDs pressed, but it's all online. Like, anywhere you go, it's going to be. So 77 Spokes, and it's a self-titled album I just released. Yeah, that's where you can find me.
Nice.
Oh, and on YouTube, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
How did you get in touch with GF Strong?
GF Strong? I've gone to appointments there over the years just for my own physical health and seen specialists there. So I knew about it. But I think when I started going to the VAMS studio at GF Strong, that's when I really started going there frequently.
Nice.
And then you meet people through there, like Dave Symington is a co-founder of VAMS, and he recorded me so many times over the years. And a lot of the shows I've done with VAMS, Dave has been a part of that. We've performed together, Dave on the drums, me rapping, and it's just been, it's been amazing. And Dave is now a good friend of mine.
Nice. What was the experience with Kyprios like?
Oh, that was memorable. He was so calm, so cool. Like, not cool in an intimidating way. I mean, like, really humble. And I just was immediately shocked. And when I went into the, I think we were at Nimbus Studio, and we were creating a song for the Strong Sessions BAM CD in 2013, and Kyprios was there, and Chin and Jetty, and Kyprios was helping me write the hook. The song is called For the First Time, and it's on YouTube. And it's an amazing hook. To this day, it's one of my best hooks, if not the best hook.
Yeah.
And Kyprios co-wrote it and helped me figure out how to do it. And then we performed together in Strong Sessions shows and in the following years. And he was backing me up on the chorus vocals, like I was on stage with Kyprios by my side. And it was like my song, and he was like helping me. It's humbling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you mentioned another band, Jin and...
Oh, Chin and Jetty?
Chin and Jetty. What was that experience like?
Yeah, he's a producer, and he's actually amazing because he's produced for Eminem and like so many artists. Like, I'm not going to try to remember them all, but he's in the industry. Like, he's in there, and he's doing amazing work. He's been doing it for years now. So I was humbled to meet him as well, and he produced the song for the first time.
Nice.
And he produced it, yeah. Based on my lyrics and verses, he built a beat around it, and it's a great song.
Nice. That must have been so much fun to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, like... You don't get to see it every day. No, you also mentioned also being part of Real Wheels and 28 Dreams. What were those experiences like?
Oh, those are amazing because it's theater. And in theater, you just have to go in there like saying yes to everything. You don't say no. You open up and just allow yourself to let go and just be in there. And it's a little bit scary at times. And when I first started with like Theater Terrific as well back in the day, that was scary for me to be in a room, like sitting in a circle doing these activities. There's a lot of relaxation techniques, and like with Real Wheels, 28 Dreams, they all work with people with disabilities like me. And so I got to meet a lot of other people with disabilities and work with them in the theater setting and just in rehearsals and stuff. And I made friends. I got to know a lot of people. We're all connected now on like Facebook and stuff, Instagram. Like we all know each other in the community. It becomes like you start to know people. You see them again and again at these different events.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, what is 28 Dreams?
28 Dreams is a theater company. I just joined to be on the board, and it's just kind of starting out.
Yeah.
So it's a theater company that does like dance and theater, and I really don't know too much more that I want to mention at this time, just because it's just kind of starting out, and my involvement with them is kind of fresh. But I'm happy and excited with new things coming. There's a few shows on the horizon, and I just don't want to say too much else at this point.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And you worked with Real Wheels, and I told you that I know Rena Cohen, who's mm-hmm. an amazing human being.
Mm-hmm.
What is Real Wheels?
Real Wheels is a theater company as well, and they work with people of all abilities. I really don't know like their mission statement, and I really can't say too much about that, but they're amazing people, and it's I love working with Real Wheels.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you do other than rap? What do you
Well, I'm married, as I mentioned off air. Yeah. And my wife and I have been married since 2015, and we have a cat, and we also just recently got a dog, a golden retriever, and his name is Miko, and he's so cute, and he's crazy. He's like 8 months old, and he's still wild and crazy. I mean, I think he's going to be that way for a while, but he's so cute. Like, he just looks up at you with those eyes.
My dog does that to me.
Yeah. You can't say no.
No. And then he'll follow me, or he'll go up to strangers, and if he knows that the stranger has treats, he'll go up and just sit in front of the stranger.
Yeah. Oh, crazy.
He's a crazy dog.
They're like our kids, though, right?
Yeah.
They're like kids, and they just become like your son or your daughter or something.
Yeah.
And they're part of the family.
Oh, yeah. My cat is my baby. Mm-hmm. I was just saying to one of my friends outside of the studio, we were talking about our boyfriends, and and she goes, she had a picture of her and her boyfriend, and I joked, I'll show you a picture of my man, and it was my cat.
Yeah, yeah, totally. My wife makes jokes like that all the time. Yeah.
So.
Like, I'm cheating on you. And it's a picture of Miko. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Poor thing.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Poor thing. Aw.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your cat's name?
Sasuke.
Sasuke.
Yeah, so they're both Japanese names.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Oh, yeah. Sasuke is based on Naruto.
Yeah.
It's a character in the Naruto anime. My wife loves anime. And then... Emiko is just a Japanese word that means beautiful blessing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you have fun with your life, rapping and taking care of your animals. And
Yeah. I also work at Van City part-time. So.
Oh, what do you do with Van City?
I'm in the Visa call center.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that's a great job.
Yeah.
It's a great company and... It's so good to be employed.
Yeah.
It's hard. Employment is sometimes a real challenge for people with disabilities.
Oh, yeah.
And I've had a lot of struggles with that over the years, but yeah, I'm good now.
That's good. It's really interesting. It's really good to be able to have a job and a job like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And yeah, count my blessings. Yeah.
I know Van City does a lot of community work. Mm-hmm. So that's a really good thing.
Can I just mention one thing too?
Yeah.
I wanted to mention before, I'm not sure how the time is, but there's a summer concert series that VAMS is putting on.
Nice.
It's called Strong X Series, and the first one is June 2nd at QE Theater.
Nice.
And then I'm also performing in September. So there'll be a lot of performers over the course of the summer.
Nice.
Strong X.
Nice. Where can I get information about that?
So where you can go is VAMS.org.
Yeah.
And I would encourage anyone to go there who wants to support or just volunteer. Like I said, the phone number's on the website to volunteer. Lots of opportunities and even to donate. At VAMS.org or to get hooked up with the studio at JF Strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much are tickets?
Oh, I don't actually know that, but I know that it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that it'll be a lot of fun to go to those shows, and I'm going to be at those shows as well, and I'm not sure how much the tickets are, though.
That'd be really cool to actually go.
Mm-hmm.
And... of a concert.
Yeah.
So that's June 2nd at the Queen Elizabeth Theater.
That's right. That's the first one.
And where's the second one?
I don't know, but there will be more to follow.
Yeah.
Go to VAMS.org. Yeah.
Little shout out.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So would you like to say anything more for the last 5 minutes? Of what do you like to the listener to know?
No, I just think everyone should just have a great day. And I think anyone with a disability out there who's unsure of where they are at in society, or they know they want to get into the arts, but they don't know how, I would say get in touch with VAMS. Go to VAMS.org, get in touch to get some music time. You can learn music, too. It's not just, like, for artists that are already artists. Like, you can learn how to make music through VAMS. They'll take you from, like, a state of not knowing music to like becoming an artist. So it's, yeah, I think a good opportunity. And then all those theater places that we mentioned, like Real Wheels, Theater Terrific, 28 Dreams, lots of good opportunities out there. And I think over the years, that's what's helped me a lot too, is to be in touch with the community and doing things like that, like being in theater shows. It gives you like a purpose.
Yeah.
And it gives you like motivation. It's fun. You meet people, you come out of your shell because you have to go to rehearsals and talk to people, and you're going through this scary, scary adventure together where you're putting on shows in front of a huge audience. And so you're, when you go through that, you bond with other people.
Yeah.
So I would encourage anybody out there with a disability to go for it and just get online and go out there and get in touch.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I've learned so much.
Awesome. And thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on air. This mm-hmm. is fun. Yeah. So.